Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. Recent reports suggest the White House intends to eliminate the Head Start program as part of the Trump administration's push to streamline the government and save taxpayer dollars. Budget officials have said no final decisions have been made, and locally, Riverbend Head Start and Family Services is part of an effort to save those programs. With me now, Gene Howell, President and CEO. Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for bringing this message to your audience.
Well, Gene, for a lot of people who may not be familiar, what is Head Start?
So Head Start is a national federally funded program. On its face, it's a preschool program. But when you dig into it, what we really are is a two-generational approach to mitigating the effects of poverty. So we work with parents to develop healthy habits at home, help parents set goals wherever they're at in their life. And then we work with the kids for developmental purposes, a comprehensive program. So we work with the whole child. It's not just preschool. We do a health screening, dental screening, vision screening, hearing screening, nutritional screening, social-emotional screening. We provide services to bring this child up to speed, you know, so that when they get to kindergarten, they are essentially on a level ground with their more fortunate peers. So, you know, our belief is that no matter what circumstances you were born into, by the time you reach kindergarten, we want to have you ready to go with your peers so that you can compete.
Gene, it's my understanding this was started by President Lyndon Johnson. Over the years, what kind of outcomes have been measured as a result of Head Start programs?
So there have been a couple of really important studies. One is the High Scope Perry Preschool study that kept track of students who started Head Start up till their 40th birthday. The outcomes that they measured, our kids are more likely to complete high school, more likely to enroll in and complete college, less likely to be arrested, less likely to enter foster care, less likely to experience poor health or chronic health conditions, commit fewer violent crimes, are victims of fewer violent crimes, fewer teen pregnancies. But, you know, I think to today's message, these kids eventually become productive members of our community and they're taxpayers. And we get them started on the right foot so that they can compete as they become adults in an economy.
When I look at some of the school districts that I'm sure you serve in the Metro East, there are some districts that have some fairly high poverty. How many families are served by Head Start?
So nationally, Head Start serves 750,000 children a year. In Illinois, we serve 28,397. In Missouri, there are 13,278 kids served. Our program here in Madison County, Illinois, serves 646 kids a year. And when you think about that, that's over a million parents across the nation who are provided support as well. So a lot of these folks, you know, their kids are going to school. They're going to work. There are employees at McDonald's, Hardee's, Lowe's, Home Depot, all the stores that you might think of that support our community. Our folks are able to go to work. So, you know, if Head Start wasn't here, not only would we lose those supportive services for those kids and those families for kindergarten readiness, but we also lose a considerable portion of our local economy. Head Start employs nationally 250,000 staff. Our program alone is right at 200 staff.
What do you know so far about potential funding cuts? How much information have you been able to get?
So what we understand, back in, I think just a couple of weeks ago, there was a leaked budget, the president's skinny budget, what they would call it, which is just his initial desires for the budget. And there was a line in that language that said eliminate Project Head Start. So, you know, on a large scale, you wouldn't necessarily be too concerned if you didn't see specific words, you know, for instance, Head Start, because that would come later on when Congress does appropriations. But it is significant when you see a specific line calling out a program to be eliminated.
At this point, what is your agency and others like you around the region and the country doing to try to preserve this funding?
So we've been working very hard to advocate with our members of Congress to send a message, basically, that Head Start's of value. I think right now, as I learned today, Illinois Head Start Association has joined associations from Pennsylvania, Washington, Wisconsin, Oakland, California, the Family Forward Program of Oregon, the ACLU, and Ted Waters is the attorney, which has filed a lawsuit to prevent dismantling Head Start. But really, you know, on our level, what we're really doing is reaching out to our members of Congress saying, please preserve this program. And we would ask our public to do that as well.
That is Gene Howell, President and CEO of Riverbend Head Start and Family Services. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.